Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm late.
Asa is saying something.
All right. As I was saying, I was just introducing myself. My name is Hassan Kigo. I am Nigerian, of course. As you say, this podcast, the listeners are mostly people in Russia, right? In Nigeria. So I'm sure some people already know me while I was in Russia, and some people know me back in Nigeria. Well, anyway, I am Hassan Kigo again. I studied chemical engineering in Russia. I just came back last year to do my NYSC service. You know how the country is. Service is important. You have to get a certificate, right? One way or the other. So now I'm just running my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel with my name, Hassan Kigo, where I make very interesting videos about engineering specifically. That's the niche that I chose. And I would really love if you subscribe to my channel. Thank you for having me again.
Like, basically, we have the queen of the house. Queen of the house. I guess it's wrong. How are you guys doing now? Tell me, what's up?
Hi, I'm good. How are you too?
I'm fine. Like, I feel like your audience is kind of different because my podcast audience are basically Ansirites and people that I just basically met throughout my journey from Nigeria to Russia. So, like, talk about your own journey from, like, let us just know you, like, because you are not an answer, right? So let's know you, like, you introduce yourself, talk about, like, your studies in Russia, like, so.
Okay. Hi, everyone, once again. So I'm Timmy. I'm a medical doctor practicing in Nigeria currently. So I studied in Russia, Ryazan State Medical University. That's where I finished from. So I finished 2021, yeah. So I came back to Nigeria 2 years ago. I wrote license exams, did internship. So now I'm a medical officer. So that's basically it, yeah.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
Wonderful.
This is actually my first time.
Yeah, you are sounding like a professional podcaster, seriously. Like, exactly.
Like, this is my first time on a podcast, honestly.
But you don't listen to any podcast at all?
Yeah, I do a lot.
A lot? Wow.
Okay. I think my free time, I do that. Yeah.
Thank you. That means, I think it's like that, and the way to conduct yourself, it's not been new to you because, like, you consume podcasts, yeah.
I guess. But another thing is I've also been looking into, like, podcast or maybe YouTube or something someday, but not now because my hands are tied.
Like, maybe for you guys, I don't know.
Is that what?
So, like, in, like, for medical students now, when you finished?
Yeah.
You did NYSC?
I'm yet to. I'm about to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So next for...
The way it is for us...
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, the way, like, it is for medical graduates, like, if you studied outside Nigeria, when you come back, you have to write the license exams first. So when you pass, then you go into housemanship. That's where you work in a hospital for, like, 1 year.
Okay.
Then you are called a house officer. So once you finish that, you are called a medical officer. So you can now decide to serve or not or whatever. But if you are going to stay in Nigeria, you have to serve. If you want to go into residency, that's like specialty program. But if you don't want that, you can decide not to serve and just be a general practitioner or maybe find your way out of the country, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So that's how it is for us.
Okay.
What about for you guys? I'm interested. I want to know how is it for you guys.
Okay, Aslan has served finished because me, I've not even done the program because Aslan should answer. Or should I?
Yeah. Aslan, yes. Sure.
I have served. Are you asking me, like, what has my experience been?
Yeah, like, finishing from Russia, then here.
To be honest, it happened so fast. Like, I'm just realizing it. I finished university. I got my certificate, like, it was so quick. My NYC experience was a very good one, to be honest.
It was not looking like it was
open. Sorry, are you done with NYC?
Yes, I'm done. I finished this October.
Wow. How was it?
Yeah, it was interesting because the first part of it, I was deployed to Cross River as someone that was born and brought up in northern Nigeria, right? I was born and brought up in Kaduna. I've never been to the south apart from Lagos. Wow. That was like the first time I went to that region. I was sent to Cross River State. You can imagine.
He's a sent to.
From Kaduna to Cross River State. And that was very interesting for me because when I got there, it confirmed a lot of the things that I thought about the different places in Nigeria. What I mean is that as someone that lives in northern Nigeria, you might have a different and wrong perspective of the south because he has never been there, and vice versa. Someone that was born and brought up like in Delta, for example, would think that Kaduna is, you know, not the way he wants it to be. He would think that there may be attacks or whatsoever, but until he comes and realizes that it's quite different. So me going to Cross River actually confound my thoughts about Cross River because I don't have those type of feelings that the South is bad or good or this. No, I just feel like it's all one Nigeria. It's not going to be that bad and stuff. So that was the first part. Then when you get into the camp, you actually meet people from all over Nigeria. I mean, you get people from Kwara, from Lagos, from Nasarawa, all in one camp, and that is another learning experience. You get to meet people that from remote villages. They were able to finish university, and now you're all in one camp together. It was just a wonderful experience. After that, when you finish from the camp, you get sent to different local governments to go and work, and that was when I referred back to Kaduna, and that was when I finished. That was where I finished my service.
Man went back home from Rivers.
Yeah.
Oh, like you guys, congrats! Tell me, has never served. So,
but if you were to serve, which state would you want to be posted to, and why?
Me,
all of you.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want to go to Akwa Ibom.
Wow, why?
I've seen videos about how clean the city is and the people. They say they are very welcoming, basically, someone from my family, like my sister, married the Akwa Ibom person. So, the way the character of the person has already even sold the place to me. Like, the way that man, he's the character and everything, I just really like their people. So, that's why I even want to go to their city and stuff. And you know, like, when I've told you, like, my sister is married to her husband from there, so I will not have problems. Tell me, what about you?
For me right now, I want Lagos, please.
Apart from Lagos, what's Lagos? I mean, I would have said Lagos. Now look at this show.
Same here. It's quite competitive.
Yeah, it is, but like that's what I want. So if I get it, fine.
One, you've already been in Lagos all your life, so you should like explore.
No, I've not been in Lagos all my life. I think I moved to Lagos before I traveled. That's like maybe a year or two. I started staying with my uncle here in Lagos. And then when I traveled, I came back, I think fourth year, I stayed in Lagos for a while. Then when I came back finally, I stayed in Lagos. Then I had to go to Ibadan. That was 2022 for my internship, for my housemanship. Yeah, that was, I did it in Ibadan. So now I'm back to Lagos. So I've really not like stayed in Lagos, but I just prefer it. I think because, I don't know. And I feel there will be more opportunities for me here as a doctor than anywhere else.
In that's Lagos. Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I feel like it's true. You know, Lagos is this hub where there are a lot of opportunities and all.
Yeah.
Like, even if you were to ask me, I would say Lagos. But I just looked at it. It was really difficult to figure out where.
Yeah, it's usually difficult because everyone wants it. You get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted Lagos too because I studied chemical engineering. And as you know, there are a lot of companies, there are a lot of industries in Lagos that would be suitable for a chemical engineer, you know? But it just didn't work out.
This Syrian route was just taking me back to like when we were like 12 years or like 14 years. If they asked us then, like before we went to Russia, like, okay, which country do you want to go and study?
US, Canada.
You say, Canada or UK, like life is not perfect, man. Like something's just
being that's the thing with life. Just be open-minded because you never know what life throws at you. For example, doing my housemanship in Ibadan was never in the plan. Like never.
Exactly. Like why did you choose Russia yourself?
Temi was not he was not a student too, so how do you
that was why I asked. Did she Russia?
It was more of like my dad thing. Yeah.
Okay. Your dad knew about Russia.
You said
he knew about Russia.
Yeah, he was the one that even brought it to me. I never knew about it. Do you know in my head my plan was like the only time I'm going to travel out is maybe when I want to do masters. I didn't know I was going to do my I'll get my degrees. Yeah. So like when he brought up the idea, I was like, I'm not against it. Why not?
Exactly. Why not?
Yeah. So growing up, I always felt, oh, I'll study here in Nigeria, then my masters, I'll do it abroad. Exactly. And when I was young, I used to look forward to NYSC. I'm not happy doing it.
NYSC is casted for me. Like,
it's why am I serving a country that is not serving me? Like, make it make sense.
But I don't know.
I'm just not happy about it.
Just say something that will make NYC make sense to us right now.
Who?
You.
Can't you
say something? I think the only part that made sense from his that I liked from what he said is the whole everyone gets to be in camp, then you meet new people. I think after camp, let's just leave. Like, can we just get a certificate after camp?
I think that was like the main thing with NYSC.
I think that's the only thing that makes sense. Because the pay is bad. Everything is bad. Exactly. Like
one thing with NYSC is that at one point you just get tired of it. Like you just want to be done. That's the issue.
So guys, what has been going on in Nigeria since you guys came that you didn't expect?
How expensive things are. Literally.
Like, for real. Like, when I came, there was gonna be election. I was like, at least this relief of this bad governance and everything is gonna change. After the election, I don't know what happened. Like, is it that it's just like Forex? Maybe the country was down somewhere. They now like brought another bigger Forex chart. They now threw the country down again. Like for real.
We are in the deepest of deeps.
Right, it's now. Too low. The thing went very low. Flights are very expensive now. like
it's
everything.
How expensive things are that like frustrates my soul.
Exactly.
Like, it's like you're working so hard and then you can't even, oh gosh, it's so bad. It's really so bad.
So guys, live after graduation, all those, we all have our audience now in Russia that they do, maybe you, some of them will still be like, oh, any advice you have for them, like when they're coming to Nigeria, because things change really fast, like just tell them some stuff. Let's talk about life after graduation. I'll share my own too. Advice.
Okay. I think I'll just tell them things actually get real after graduation. And like, nothing prepares you for it. Because
from a Russian perspective, you know, we are graduates from Russia. So talk about like.
I didn't get that.
You know, we are graduates from Russia. Talk about that perspective so that they should know what is real out there. Like, you understand?
No, I don't get it.
Life after graduation.
Yeah.
From a graduate from Russia.
Oh, okay. Is it like how to navigate?
Yeah, how to navigate life for the upcoming graduates and the ones that will still graduate in the future. What to look forward to. Like those ones that are going to come to Nigeria. Those are the ones I'm talking to.
Oh, okay. I think I mentioned it earlier. Firstly, when you're graduating, you have like so many options. You won't know what to do. There's always that state of confusion because I had it. Like you'll be so confused, like, should I go back to Nigeria? Should I stay back? Should I go somewhere else? Like, what do I do? Well, one thing I'll tell everyone is, whatever decision you make at that time, just believe it's the right one. Like, don't beat yourself about it. Like, at the end of the day, life will, like, play out fine. Because beating yourself, like, thinking you made the wrong decision alone can even lead you to depression or whatever. And then... When you're ready to come back, if your decision is coming back to Nigeria, just be prepared. If you're like a doctor, maybe you studied medicine, just be prepared to write exams. That exams will stress you. You need all the mental, emotional, financial support ever. It's going to stress you. When you finish that, your housemanship would stress you. Like, just be ready. If you're coming to Nigeria, be ready. I think if you're going anywhere in the world also, be ready, because for us as doctors, we keep writing exams. So you have to prepare. So, and this adulthood, like they say, it's a scam, right? Because you have to stand up for yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Your bills will start coming, like, yo. Just be ready for it. That's what I'll say. And whatever decision you make, just feel it's the right one. And just go with it and just see how life plays or goes by. Yeah. And you'll be fine, honestly. It's really not that bad, but it's bad.
Well, exactly. Really not that bad. Okay, Asan, talk before.
Okay. I think... I don't have much to add to that. What she said is actually the truth. Once you come back, like, things get real. Like she said, adulthood is a scam. Like, a lot of things just come to you at once, you know. And while you're there, while you're about to decide, like she said, just go into it. Feel in your heart that this is the best choice. Because if you think too much about it, it's just going to, like, stress you out. Like, see us here, we are back, and we are still doing good, no problem. I feel like there's this fear of living abroad and coming back to Nigeria. A lot of people want to...
You saw that video, of the new minister saying Nigerians need to come back.
Oh, I've not seen it yet.
Okay. It was like 179 students that you should come back to Nigeria. I'm sure people that will listen will have seen it. So
Is it
that
like
they should
after
come
they
back.
graduate?
Yeah, after they graduate, they're not laughing anymore. Just like nobody's
Were they
after
enforcing it or
nobody
they're
wants
just
to come back.
pleading?
No, the minister sent 179 students to Russia on
Oh, okay.
scholarship,
Okay.
like last week. So he was not saying those students that all of them should come back after they study. I was like, those guys are not even planning. They don't have that in their head right now.
To come back.
Exactly.
So that's why I want us to just talk about it. Like, it's not
no,
that
I feel
scary.
even if you don't want to come back, that's also fine. That's why I said
Yeah.
any decision you make, just know that you made the right decision. Like, don't let anybody force you. Think it through, like, ask for advice, ask people around you. But whichever one you make, whether to stay back, to come back, just know it's the right one. The thing is, just have something you're doing. Like, don't sit down, be lazy, and be like, life will play itself. No. Make sure there's something. You have a plan. Have a plan. Whether you're staying back, have a plan. If you're coming back, have a plan.
Have a plan.
Then you'll be good.
Yeah. Just have a plan. As Timmy has said, like, I just want to add to this. So have a plan. Know what you want to do. Know what is good for you, like, for yourself. And know what you, like, want to pursue. So that's how I just, like, trying to find myself after my graduation and stuff. And you'll be okay. It's not that tough and that hard. Like, some of us, we just went to school, actually, to get our degrees. Like, me, I'm not that person that I'm trying to use my degree or to go and work somewhere. Like,
yes.
some people, that was the kind of person I was, and I knew, like, what I wanted to do. So it would just be fine. Just have, like, that and then back and pursue it. So, as
I said, you just wanted to have a degree for having it sick.
For real.
But you intend to, like, build your career on your own to be self-employed, right?
For real. That's it.
That's great.
Even most of my guys always knew, like, oh, Williams, this one is not going to do anything with this geology that I studied. Like, most of them were like, ah, oh, this guy. You just have to add that to your head and stuff and pursue it. It's not that you just stay and say, ah, okay, oh, I don't want to be, like, self-employed, or I want to, like, chase something and be able to, like, go here and hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to chase it. So that's what I always have to say about that. Life after graduation is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine. So, guys, what do you guys like me the most? Is it Russian movies or in Russia? What do you guys miss the most? The weather.
Wow.
Okay. What we miss the most?
Yeah, about, like, life in Russia.
Okay. I think I always tell people this. Mine is, like, being safe. Like, especially, like, at night. You can be out late and then you're safe. You feel safe and then you know you're safe. Because here, 7 p.m., 8 p.m., everyone is calling you. And it's because the country is not safe. Like, what's going on? Where are you? You just know you have to be home. But in Russia, you can be out 9, 10, 12. You know you'll go back to your room and then you'll be fine.
You're not getting kidnapped.
Is that? Yeah.
Yes. That's a huge part of it.
Yeah, that's what I miss the most. Like, that safety. I miss it.
Me, I miss traveling in Russia, to be honest.
Yeah, that too.
So easy,
and like how conducive it is. Yeah,
exactly.
True.
Yeah,
I miss that too.
And traveling in Russia is not that expensive.
Yeah.
Whether you're flying or taking the train, taking the bus, or you're taking what do they even call it? Blah blah car.
Blah blah. Blah blah will always come to your rescue.
That's how one guy duped me of my 500 rubles. You know, blah blah car drivers, some of them they would say you have to drop something before they confirm the order. That was before, like, early when I was new. I think I was in first year that time or second year, I can't remember.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, later on, you get used to it.
I also miss the apartment system, like, and how cheap it was, where you can get, like, for a day. Here, you have to pay your soul to get something like that.
Okay, how many of you guys have gone to more than, like, because me, I've only been to Nigeria and Russia. Like, if you've gone to more countries, like...
No, for me, it's just Nigeria and Russia, too. I've not been anywhere.
Guys, I think
we have to explore the world. Why is Nigeria and Russia? I remember I met someone, the person was like, you didn't even go to Ukraine? I'm like, nah.
What does the person mean by you didn't even go to Ukraine?
Like, it's a neighboring country. Like, why can't you just research?
Just brunch there, right?
Yeah. No, but I just recently became, like, a traveling person. And I that happened to me in Russia. Like, I fell in love with traveling. Because before, the old me, I won't travel if it's not, like, in the family car where I'm, like, safe. I'm, like... So when I got to Russia, I met friends, then we'll travel together, and I saw that it was fun. Like, now I'm in love with traveling. Yeah.
I'm still like, if you travel, like, most times, two or three times a year, you have, like, the summer joy and different events that they are going for. So,
yeah, those ones really helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because of summer joy, I think I went to Krasnodar. I went to Rostov plus convention, right?
Yeah, plus convention.
What's that? I never heard of it.
Okay. Williams, please explain to her.
I'm lost.
Like, you know, ANSI, like Association of Nigerian Scholarship Students in Russia.
Yeah.
They have a large amount of students that they move together. So they can organize events and just tell themselves, like, they are based in different cities, so most of people now can organize events and tell.
Then you guys travel there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and everybody will now come out.
I think I once heard about it. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, just like connecting people, man. I remember, like, would you like to tell someone that I was trying to get a phone? Okay, before I added you guys, I was trying to get a phone. So, like, I also want to share something. Like, making friends is very good, man. Like, I just typed some of my guys. Michelle, okay, you guys send me some rubles. And seriously, what I received, that's what I used to get this phone.
Okay.
Wow. You have supportive friends. That's exactly. Nice. Can your friends be my friends?
Maybe you know some of them.
But that's really nice. That's cool.
Like, I was, this thing got me so emotional. I was like, huh, why are you even in UK safe or in that? Because I don't know. I was like, God, make this watch a better.
And you know, the nice thing is, like, whatever they send from there, it's, like, huge here. Like, if they send something little, it's, like, huge in Naira. So you can actually do a lot with it.
I see. I don't know what just happened to my phone. Like, I just got iPhone in Russia when I was coming. It doesn't work for, like, 3 months. I came to Nigeria. I don't know whether it's the hot, the weather change or stuff. I was just charging my phone. And the thing just off. You told me, like, I was just
wow.
It's fun to make friends in Russia. Like, if you are in, even in everywhere you find it, especially that university, try and make good friends. And so, let's move, guys. You guys never miss Russian movies. Do you? I think guys even watch Russian movies, like real Russian movies.
I think I only did in Patfak, like when they were trying to teach us Russian. Yeah, because I studied the language for 1 year. So those are the times I used to, like, watch. Because they make us watch, like, in class. Yeah.
Oh, they made you guys watch movies in class?
Yeah, like, our teacher will play for us so that we listen.
We didn't have that. We didn't have that luxury, Baronesh.
You
know, our set, we arrived very late. Usually, the academic year in Russia, as you know, starts in September, right?
Yeah.
We came March. You can imagine. Wow. We came March, and we had to learn Russian so that by September, we can join the Russians to start our degree program. So you can imagine, we just had March, April, May, June, July, August to learn Russian. That's like 6 months, right?
Wow. And you studied in Russian?
Yeah, we studied in Russian. They rushed us. Like, we learned alphabets in one day. The next day, we were already learning, like, mama, papa.
How would you tell me now? I knew the whole Russian alphabet in one day. Like, that thing was weird.
One day.
You guys are genius.
It's pressure, and it's in
guys,
the Nigerian guys, blood. Anyway, you find yourself just
actually
to, like,
that's very true.
Yeah, that was really challenging.
I think it's the way the country is structured.
Guys,
do you know the funny thing? Before I came to Russia, could you imagine that I didn't know that I would be studying in Russian? I thought that I would be studying English.
English, Jesus.
I overheard two people talking, and I was like, are you kidding me? Are we going to be studying in Russian? Yes.
I just made up my mind that
I'm going to learn it, and that was it. What an experience.
So guys, what was the last, I was talking about movies, like the last movies you guys watched and binged so hard that you want to recommend? No, I'm not talking about personal, like for my
Russian
my
movie.
No, English movie. I wish Russian.
Okay. Let me think.
It's just for myself. Sorry, audience. You guys can like it.
I think I'll get you one.
That's a very simple question. I've watched, I don't even know how many times, but I've watched Battleship. For like over 10, 20 times, to be honest.
Is it nice?
Battleship.
No, I don't know it.
I don't know
The film that Rihanna acted in it. She was in the Navy.
In the Navy?
Oh.
Yes, Battleship.
I think I watched maybe long ago. I can't even remember.
Please, just after this, go to YouTube, search for the trailer. If you like it, then watch it. I bet you you're going to like it. I've watched that movie for I don't even know how many times.
Oh, okay.
You guys did very well. It's the first time as a guest on the podcast. You guys, I'm really amazed, man. I have you guys on a prepared one, like an episode that I prepared on the first, like a topic, and I have to talk to. Like, this one is just off the top. Like, I've been very busy. So, like, I just said, let me just do something today, man, for, like, this Test 9 series. You guys are amazing, man. Thanks, Asan. Thanks, Temi.
Thank you, too. Thank you. It was actually fun.
Actually, man, it was really good. So, all right, now. Later, guys. Catch you guys on the next one.
Goodbye.